brought to you by Penguin.
A Northern Lass by Emma Hornby, read by Penelope Freeman. It is the nature of truth to struggle to the light. Wilkie Collins. Chapter 1. November 1882. When Purdy awoke on that first morning of the new month, she thought she'd surely died and gone to heaven. Soft crackles from a freshly built fire caressed the room, and heat the like of which she could scarcely recall the sublimity of caressed her ears and face. She rolled onto her front and looked around. Mattie Barrett smiled at her from the nearby armchair.
"Morning, lass."
"Father?"
Purdy spoke breathlessly, and a grin was stretching her mouth.
"But how?"
"Ask no questions and I'll tell no lies."
He flashed a wink and tapped the side of his nose twice. The precious fuel would not, she knew, have been given to him willingly. Whether it was scavenged from some public place and wouldn't be missed, or else lifted from someone's property illegally, mattered not to her in this moment. By God, she wouldn't have minded a fig if it had come from the bowels of hell, would have sent down a special thank you to old Lucifer himself, even. Wood meant warmth and a means to cook. Literally, the difference between life and death, and especially so in weather as cruel as this. She wouldn't spend a second of her time judging the man here before her, striving only to protect her. And yet promises are flimsy at best, and the teachings of old difficult to dismiss. The strident voice of the clergyman from her younger days crept inevitably from her memories.
"Thou shalt not steal. Remember, Perdita, law and order. It is all which separates us from the beasts of the fields. Abide by it at all costs. Be steadfast. Abstain from sin and thus save your mortal soul."
She heard the church's preaching clear as crystal, as though she was standing in the cool, dim, musty-smelling interior itself. A frown, born from sneaking shame, pricked her brow. She bit her lip. With effort, she pushed the matter to the outermost recess of her mind and kicked back the tattered blanket. A half-loaf sat in the tiny cupboard by the hearthside, shielded from visiting vermin. The ravenous rats that skulked about every home in their terrace and the ruinous streets in general, willing to fight dirty and even attack to secure a scrap of something to eat, were tenacious in their endeavour, as though the slum residents had grub aplenty to fill their bellies. They were every bit as wanting, could ill afford to lose a morsel to these blatant thieves. Ironically, if caught, it wasn't uncommon for the furry hunters to themselves become the prey. The evening meal for some would consist of stew, the meat of which had shortly before been scuttling about their dwelling. If it could go in the pot, it did do, was the grimly held mantra. Such was the hardship of life. Purdy pulled on her ancient clogs and padded across the flagged floor to prepare their breakfast. The thin slice was devoured in 5 seconds flat and hadn't made the slightest dent on her hunger. Nonetheless, she said nothing. Her father was twice her size and therefore surely required double the intake. Yet he never complained about the scantness of the portion, a fact which she admired about him the most and made her all the more resolved to follow suit. Griping got you nowhere but tongue-sore, after all. So where was the point in it? By, but she could have murdered a sup of tea. That would be her main mission today, she determined, nodding to the redundant brown vessel sitting in the centre of the deal table. Securing enough pennies to purchase tea leaves and have a hot brew for supper would make a fine feast. It was at least a week or more since they had last tasted the stuff.
"I'm away to find a day's work." Mattie reached for his flat cap and got to his feet. "Stop inside. Enjoy yon fire while it lasts. I'll see thee later."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?